Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. It's already been done. Now, when you get down to the bottom line of the name, covenant, you come back to one word, blessing. The first words to ever strike a human ear. When God created the man, He spoke words of dominion. But He didn't hear those words. That's when he came alive. And he blessed him. It's the first thing any human ear ever heard. Both of these covenants and the power of the name was to get that blessing back and where we could walk and be blessed. Blessed in the spirit. Blessed in the soul, the mind, the will, the emotions. Blessed in the flesh. Blessed financially. Blessed power over all of the works of the enemy. Hallelujah. And the power in that name. It all has to do with the blessing. The blessing, not a blessing. Some years ago, as I said earlier this morning, in order to renew my mind on certain things, and I began to see that it's the blessing all the way from Genesis to Revelation. And so I went through and marked all the word blessing all over the whole Bible. And then I was praying about that and thinking about it. How do I renew my mind to bless? It's not just blessing, you know. Yeah. Bless you. Yeah. Gesundheit, whatever that means. Bless you. Thank you. Boil down to a sneeze. And that's about how much knowledge most of us Christians had about the blessing. And I said, Lord, how can I do this? How can I renew my mind to this? And very quickly He responded to me. He said, every time you use the word bless in any form, write it in all capital letters. And I began to do that. And it really got my attention. The blessing is not just a blessing. The blessing, empowerment to prosper. The blessing. Read it for yourself. What was the last thing that Jesus did? And he blessed them.
That's what it says. Come on. Amen.
What are you guys looking up there for? This same Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Hey.
This same, what did I read? The blessed hope of the church. Don't grieve. We have hope. Yes, we do. And we place faith in that hope. Don't tell me. They had that in the case there that the apostle was dealing with, that somebody had come up and say, well, you know, the catching away has already happened and maybe we missed it. Well, he had to deal with that. And that, you know, that kind of monkey business is still going around.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's the reason we have a book. Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
So the name, the blessing, the power, the word. I just said the same thing in three or four different terms. We're still hearing hey, I got excited and dropped that. Let's go back over there to the book of Ephesians, first chapter. According as he has chosen us in him, every time you see an in him, in whom, it's talking about you. We're in him. Praise in Christ. That's us. Has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. To the praise and the glory of his grace wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Now, let's come. Now, remember, we're talking about that high tower, that high and lofty place inside the name. Come on down to 17th verse, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of his glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Okay, I receive that. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe? How many of you believe? Yes. Toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above. Far above, in a lofty place. Far above all principality. Far above all power. Far above all might and dominion. And far above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Far above. And we are seated with him in heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. In his name.
That's right. Yep.
Glory to God forevermore. Far above. Far above. Well, wait a minute. Now, we're not quite done yet. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. We are in a high place, and the devil and all of his works are under our feet. Because we are seated in that place, high and aloft, in his name. In the name. It's a high tower. A lofty place. It would be good to close in the 91st Psalm. The soldier's song. Oh, I've marked this one up so much. It's hard to read. He that dwelleth, he that lives in the secret place of the Most High. The Most High God. Oh, glory to God. Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And the only way to get there is to say it. You have to say something. I can just hear Gloria now. You have to say something. Say it. I mean, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So say so. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God, and in him I will trust. I'm in that high place. And I live with him there. That high place above the storms. Thank you, Lord. The eagle is a marvelous bird. The 103rd Psalm is, well, let's turn there quickly. The 103rd Psalm is so powerful, powerful, powerful thing. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, is in italics. who satisfy my mouth with good words, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The eagle is a marvelous, marvelous bird. There are things about the eagle that I've studied that bird. He has advantages that other birds do not have. His eyesight is magnificent. Particularly the bald eagle. And he can his lungs are such that he can go to great altitudes. And he never runs away from a storm. Oh, I love it. I tell you, he never runs away from a storm. I do. When I fly, I am all business. And you, when of course we have radar and all of these wonderful things. But I don't want the books say that stay at least 25 miles away. Well, absolutely, at least 25 miles away from that cell. But the eagle didn't read that book. He sees that storm coming. He has the ability to lock the wing roots at a climb angle. So he begins to climb. And Phil, you'll enjoy this as long as you've been flying airplanes. He climbs, but he begins to head towards that storm, and he locks those big old wings in a climb angle, and he faces the storm, and the updrafts from that storm hit him that go in front of the storm. What you and I see with our eyes, there's all kinds of things going on out in front of that you can't see. The updrafts and the downdrafts, and he just locks on. And those updrafts, and he gets out of the storm. And he unlocks, and he just soars above that storm. And he just flies and looks at that storm. The storm goes by. And he just goes home. And before too long, we're going to be out of here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But until then, we are eagles. We're God's eagles.
Yes, yes, yes.
The 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah, 39 and 40. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength and rise up as eagles. And they run and not weary. And they walk and they don't faint. The name. Stand with me, please. The greatness of His name, the power of His name, and we just touched little pieces of it tonight. But we're going to talk about this and walk in this And in this way, then we begin to understand the fourth chapter of Romans. We begin to understand that where according to it is written, Abraham called things that be not as though they were. According as it is written, he did it. How? Because his name had been associated with the name of the Most High God. And it's his faith that opened the door for us. His faith opened the door for us. Jesus, having been made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us, that we might receive what the Spirit promised if we receive it by faith. And that's why I preach on faith all the time. Hallelujah.
Jesus rode on a donkey as he entered the city. And a great multitude cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. They shouted, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The disciples did not understand what they saw. But Jesus knew that it would be just a few days later that he would give up his life for us.
Find something life-giving on KCM.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real-life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
The spirit of faith comes from knowledge of God's word and through prayer. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In this audio series, The Spirit of Faith, Kenneth Copeland shares how the Holy Spirit paints an image of the word of God in the heart of every believer through revelation. Then, because of the reality of the word in your heart, the force of faith is released by speaking God's word out of your mouth. God releases his faith by speaking words, and he's called us to imitate him. Words are the most important things in this planet. God purposely put creative power in words for his people to harness. That's why what you say matters. Simply, words of fear open the door to negative things. And words of faith in God brings goodness to your life. The good news is a spirit of faith will always overcome fear. Faith-filled words will dominate the laws of sin and death. Discover how to use your words mixed with the spirit of faith and see how every area of your life can change forever. Request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith by Kenneth Copeland, available on MP3. God released his faith by speaking words. Therefore, you release your faith in the words you speak. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Today is Palm Sunday. This is the day that we remember Jesus riding into Jerusalem. The final sacrificial lamb was on his way to fulfill God's plan of redemption for you and for me. And through the sacrifice of Jesus, we've been brought into the family of God. The book of Ephesians says that we've been named after him. And the name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous can run into it and be safe. If you'd like to become a member of God's family, just pray this simple prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for filling me with your precious Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's that simple. It's that easy. Welcome to the family of God. Congratulations. You are now born again. And you know something? All of heaven is rejoicing because you're now part of God's family. We want to help you learn more about your new life in Christ Jesus. Kenneth Copeland Ministries would like to send to you this salvation package. It contains a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And there are brochures that'll help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Just go to kcm.org and request your free copy. We'll get it to you right away. Now, if you receive Jesus today, contact us. Let us know. Share your testimony and let us rejoice with you. We also have a prayer line that you can call, and we have licensed ministers that are trained to pray with you in the Word of God. Call them. They'll pray with you in faith, believing God. We encourage you to get involved in a Bible-believing church. It is so important for your spiritual growth to be surrounded by like-minded believers. And you need a pastor who'll help you grow in your faith. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are so glad that you could be with us on this Palm Sunday, and we're so thrilled that you're watching the Believer's Voice of Victory. And remember this, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.